Hi there. Do you want to learn how to use Apple's require purchase approval features and other features to save you money with your kids and teenagers? My name is Steve, and this is QA Weekly. We're going back to my roots, where I'm going to be teaching you some skills that you will need to protect yourself from your kids and teenagers spending your money on family share accounts. And there will be a bunch of things that you'll be able to control by the end of this episode. Just go and get your iPhone and your iPad, and let me explain to you why I'm doing this episode. Because the why is very important. Every year, millions of dollars are refunded to parents of kids and teenagers who circumvent various forms of security in order to make purchases and applications that sell digital junk. A lot of us agree on this. By the way, of that, we can assume that millions more are never recovered by parents or legal guardians, and therefore, this is the necessity of this episode to have many different layers of security that will protect you from anything happening. So I'm going to teach you how to be safer with your own Apple device. Once you have your Apple device, I need you to go into the settings. So once you go into the settings, you're also going to have to scroll just a little bit down to screen time. You'll notice in screen time that you'll be able to use a screen time passcode. You definitely want to make sure it's not the same as the phone, especially if the phone is that of a kid or a teenager. You need to make sure that's a code that you know and that they don't know. You might even want to change it every once in a while. The next thing you might want to also set up is to set up screen time for family. You'll be able to control it from your own device. Of course, the option that we really want in this entire thing is content and privacy restrictions. Why? Because in there you have iTunes and App Store purchases, which is the part that will actually be the most important to you. You'll be able to mitigate them installing apps, deleting apps, if you want to make sure apps stay on the phone, and also in-app purchases. So you'll be able to say allow or do not allow. So you'll be able to lock down from there. And you can also write require password if you want. They might be able to mitigate this, but we'll get to that. Also, you'll be able to actually control which apps that they're allowed to use under allowed apps, content restrictions, which will allow you to actually set the rating of everything that they're allowed to use on your phone. Definitely a bonus for younger persons. But you'll also have access to how location services, contacts, calendars, reminders, photos, and all that work. Photos, especially with minors, is a very important thing to stay on top of. So you definitely want to make sure they're not doing anything stupid on the internet. And other things that are going to be interesting at the bottom of the page, passcode changes, because some of them might just change the passcode on you because they might want to try to gain control over the device, especially if this is your device that you're letting them use. You definitely get to decide on what the passcode is going to remain. Account changes, you can prevent them from changing anything in the account, meaning that you will remain in control of the account. Cellular data changes. This is a definitely very expensive error that is very easy to avoid. A lot of cellular data companies will not go through the legal guardian for any of the changes. They will go through to the actual phone and ask permission on the phone, even though it belongs to a minor. So you go to cellular data changes and you write do not allow. First expense already avoided. The other expense is on the app store purchases. So you're already saving money at this point because they can't spend money without a passcode and they can't extend the amount of data that they have. So you're already saving data in this form of sense. But this is not the only way to prevent things. The second method is to head over to the settings again, to tap on your name, and then you'll go and click on family sharing. Then you'll click on the family member's name. Let's say little Johnny, because a lot of us already know who that is. And you'll be able to click on the option ask to buy, then click his name or her name again, then click on whether you want to turn on or off the option to require purchase approval, bypassing the password. Why? Because if they could use a password, they could select forgot password if they had access to your account, especially your email account, change the password and make the approval themselves. But if they have to have purchase approval, which will show up on your phone, All you need is a really strong passcode or password on your phone, and that would prevent them from getting in, especially if your phone is locked down properly. That will significantly reduce the risk that your kids or teenagers make a purchase without permission. But let's not leave it at that, because bypassing these two methods is a form of hacking, and kids are notoriously capable of following instructions. It doesn't mean they're smart, it just means they can follow instructions. So what's the last detail? Well, how you load your account with funds is more important. You can use gift cards, but certain purchases require that you have a card on file. So if you need a card on file, you can load with gift cards, or you can load a reloadable card instead. Have all the purchases go through that reloadable card and just keep the card at zero until you have to have an actual transaction go through. So what ends up happening is you keep the card at zero. The Apple device will tell you when a transaction tried to go through and didn't work. You just load it with the money and try again, and you'll be able to keep them from ever spending money on the account. They can hack first method, they can hack second method, but if they don't even have the passcode to load the card in the first place, or any of the accounts that can load that card, if they can't load it, they can't spend it. So all you have to do is make sure they can never access your bank account information to load that reloadable card, and you're safe. So you save money from them not being able to change anything about data. You save money from them not being able to install applications in the first place, mitigating the risk of them trying to buy anything in those games. And you also prevent them from deleting apps on your phone if you want that. And you also get to keep them basically in line when it comes to other dangers that are related to anything else on the internet. So you get to protect your own money and them on the internet. And this is why I think this is important to learn. So all you have to do is just follow along. Those are very simple steps. The actual show notes with the instructions are down below. So, like if you liked this episode, dislike it if you didn't, and if you didn't, you're probably one of those teenagers overspending. Share with those you think benefit from this, and don't forget to subscribe. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions for topics, email me at ask@tikiwayweekly.com or go to my website, tikiwayweekly.com, where you can see the show notes on this episode, past others, find other ways of subscribing, and of course use the contact form to email me directly. And if you want to see me play video games, head over to twitch.tv/zaxis1981, where you get to see me play every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for watching, and goodbye.